USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New this hour in the headlines, we learn House Democrats will be meeting Tuesday on Capitol Hill at 4 p.m. Eastern to discuss the next steps in the whistleblower investigation. But a probe could backfire and lead to new information coming out about what Joe Biden's son Hunter was up to as he earns lots and lots of money from a Ukraine gas company while his dad was vice president during the Obama administration. President Trump asked about all of this while at the United Nations General Assembly meeting in New York City.
I may do it because it was a very innocent call on both his part and mine. We had a very nice call. It was really a congratulatory call because he had just won. It was just confirmed, and he's the new president.
On Wall Street, the Dow up 15 points, the Nasdaq down 5, the S&P 500 down a fraction of a point. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of 6, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump meeting with world leaders and making deals at the annual UN General Assembly meeting in New York City. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
President Trump and the leader of Poland have signed a joint defense agreement that moves U.S. troops into Poland. The president tells reporters why he's decided to increase defense.
We have a president of Poland who I like, who I respect, and he asked whether or not we'd be willing to do that. And I said, there'll have to be installations built. And they said they're willing to do that, and we worked out a deal, and it's my honor.
The president adding that Poland will be paying for all the expenses and building facilities.
And have you filled up your tank lately? Gas prices on the rise. Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com.
Priciest gasoline can be found on the West Coast, where California leads the nation with an average of $3.72 per gallon, followed by Hawaii at $3.63 per gallon, and Washington State at $3.19.
This is USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
World leaders at the UN Summit on Climate Change targeted for criticism by a teenage Swedish activist.
They were reprimanded by 16-year-old Greta Thunberg of Sweden.
You are failing us, but the young people are starting to understand your betrayal. The eyes of all future generations are upon you. And if you choose to fail us, I say we will never forgive you.
Many of the world leaders are trying to determine the best methods to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 2020. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Vice President Mike Pence scores a first over the weekend. This story involves his security detail. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the report now from Washington, D.C.
Michigan's picturesque Mackinac Island has prohibited motor vehicles since 1898, except for snowmobiles and emergency and service vehicles. Vice President Mike Pence took an 8-vehicle motorcade to the island's Grand Hotel for a speech to a Republican leadership conference on Saturday. He'd flown to Michigan, he took a helicopter to the small island airport, and then transferred to the vehicles which had been brought in by boat the night before, the Detroit Free Press calling it the first ever motorcade on the island. Some on social media called it a big mistake. When President Gerald Ford visited the island in 1975, he traveled by horse-drawn carriage. But those defending Pence note that security is much more of an issue now. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.